This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. House and Senate leaders are naturally reacting along party lines to the announcement of President Trump's impeachment inquiry. Representative John Lewis, the Democratic civil rights icon, endorsed impeachment proceedings in the House after withholding his opinion on the matter for several months.
The future of our democracy is at stake. There come a time when you have to be moved by the spirit of history to take action to protect and preserve the integrity of our nation. I truly believe, the time to begin impeachment proceedings against this president has come. To delay or to do otherwise would betray the foundation of our democracy.
The Republican minority leader of the House said Democrats are still bitter about losing the 2016 presidential election and have wanted to impeach Trump from day one. Britain is bringing home thousands of its citizens after the British travel company Thomas Cook left customers stranded, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
More than 14,000 customers are back in the UK. Another 135,000 are due back over the next 2 weeks. Thomas Cook is out of business. Katie Cowdery is in Cancun, not at the beach, at the airport. The scene is
chaos.
She found out about Cook's demise through the news.
No one knows what's going on. We weren't told. I've done everything.
Tensions are high.
So I haven't got enough milk to feed my babies.
Airport employees are offering little help.
We don't know yet. And that's what the information that we're waiting for.
Britain's business secretary is calling for a fast track of its investigation of the collapse of Thomas Cook. I'm Ed Donahue.
For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is fighting for his political